correctly with the correct amount.
D20 Radio, where gamers roll.
www.d20radio.com.
Geekhead Radio, this is Preacher 23.
And this is Perrin.
And this is your one-stop podcast for half-assed news about the geek world. And something special happened between your vacation.
Yeah, I moved, and so I'm without internet this week.
Yeah, you're calling from your phone with the good old Skype call on, what is it, just an app on your iPhone?
Exactly. It's a wonderful thing that gets me what I need to do to talk to these wonderful people.
Yeah, so please excuse the call quality. We're not planning on this being a full podcast. However, in post-production, it might end up being that, depending on how much we geek out here. But before we talk about the big news that came out of Disney...
Never thought I'd say geek and Disney in the same sentence, but...
But before you go, we need to now officially state we are now part of the D20 Radio Network, if you haven't noticed that at the beginning of our new opener.
It is a wonderful network full of all sorts of goodies, podcasts, forums, lots and lots of geeks and nerds doing what they love.
Yes, and somehow they let us into their little cadre.
They're very nice.
Yeah, we've hinted at this for a little while. We've always been a part of their network, but been more on the outskirts. You know, I don't necessarily want to say the last episode helped push us over the edge, but Mr. West definitely does have a little bit of standing in that little
hierarchy.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, he didn't push anything. I've spoken to him about that, but I think that helped a little bit. So. Couple of things before we go much further. First off, you can now find forums for us at d20radio.com/forums. We do have our own little sub forum there. We also have been pushing our Facebook fan page, which if you hop on Facebook and you type in Geekhead, one word, radio, you'll find us. And feel free to like us, because Perrin is notorious for posting massive amounts of information throughout the course of the day.
I'm subscribed to a few dozen RSS feeds.
Yeah, yeah. He overwhelms you first thing in the morning. I'm trying to convince him to slow it down.
Well, I gotta do something while I'm eating breakfast at work.
Yeah, that's true. Also, you can still reach us at geekheadradio@gmail.com, and we are officially on iTunes.
We are indeed.
We've got two reviews, and one of them is not us, so...
Woohoo! Hey, and you guys, don't be afraid. It's okay to insult us and tell us how bad we are, because that's the only way we improve. But,
exactly.
You know, we really like it when you're nice to us, too.
We like it being me. Okay, any other ways that we can be contacted?
You can look us up on Google Plus, Aaron Burton, Clayton Havens. I'm constantly posting over there. Same stuff I post on Facebook. So if you don't like Facebook,
that's where to look.
Yep, that's where to look. I try to post just about every type of geeky type of news or neat thing that I can find throughout the day. So check it out.
And we also have our geekheadradio.blogspot.com, right?
Yes. Check us out there. Show notes, the podcast. If you don't want to through iTunes, you can hook up with the RSS feed and download us that way through Juice or whichever method of playback that you wish to partake in.
Yeah, we had one guy ask on our website exactly how to find us through Juice, and hopefully he never responded back, so I gave him the info, so hopefully that was it. So, okay, we got to put in a little bit of space for this nice little drop. So, if you hadn't figured it out with the whole Star Wars music and everything, we have some massive news on the Star Wars front.
The world's largest telegraphed merger.
Damn near. Tell them about it.
It was coming. As of 3 o'clock this afternoon, Lucas and Sherman Horn over at Disney came together and dropped a bombshell in the geek community. Disney bought out Lucas.
This is insane. Now, we talked about this a while back with Kathleen Kennedy taking over the majority of the reins. I don't know how much of this had an impact or how much this was the precursor to it, but now in addition to having the ceremonial flannel and chinless beard, she now has mouse ears.
And not such a bad thing. I think you're spot on. I think this was a precursor to this merger. George didn't want to take the reins going into the merger. I think he thought it maybe committed him too much to a long-term involvement and. Mm-hmm. For God's sake, the man's what, 70 something?
Is he really that old?
I want to say he's in his late 70s.
Hey, I'm still recovering from the fact that his daughter does MMA fighting, so I stopped noticing.
But talk about one freaking happy man. Oh my God.
Fucker, he's rich.
Yeah, well I looked this up.
Oh, he's 68, by the way.
68. Okay, he's almost 70. To date, the Star Wars franchise has earned this man $4.4 billion.
God. I cannot even imagine.
Today, he earned that in cash. He earned half of that in cash.
Yeah.
And then Disney gave him 40 million Disney shares. The word set for, well, he was already set for life, but wow. for those that don't follow Lucas religiously, like some of us weird folks, unlike a lot of other big companies, George owned 100% of Lucasfilm, LucasArts, ILM, this whole conglomerate of...
ILM is Industrial Light and Magic, just in case.
Yes. So when this payout was made, only one person got even worse to get rich.
The man can now wipe his ass with $100 bills.
Or flannel shirts.
Costing $1,000.
They're soft. They're very, very soft. But so this is George's little blurb during the press conference. He said, "It's now time for me to pass Star Wars on to a new generation of filmmakers."
Finally,
I've always believed that Star Wars could live beyond me, and I thought it was important to set up the transition during my lifetime. I'm confident that Lucasfilm, under the leadership of Kathleen Kennedy, and having a new home within the Disney organization, Star Wars will certainly live on and flourish for many generations to come. Disney's reach and experience gives Lucas the opportunity to blaze new trails in film, TV, interactive media, theme parks, live entertainment, and consumer products. that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, there was some other stuff that came on a little bit later that mentioned something about plans for a certain movie franchise to start up again in 2015.
There were unconfirmed rumors earlier this year.
Wait, Indiana Jones and the Revenge of Jar Jar.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Jar Jar finally gets the whip down that he deserves. But earlier this year, there were very quiet rumors floating around that soon after Kathleen took the helm, that they had started scouting writers.
Hmm.
But it was
completely, did we talk about that, or did we miss that?
It was completely unsubstantiated. There was nothing to back it up, so I didn't feel that it was worth saying it's the Star Wars universe. There are always rumors flying, and 99% of them are completely false.
Yes.
After
you posted that fucking James Cameron post that I got like irritated about for about 20 seconds before I saw it was April 1st.
In 2015, Kathleen Kennedy and Chairman Horn have both confirmed it. We don't know anything about it. We just know that there will be a 7th Star Wars film right now tentatively scheduled for a release sometime in 2015.
Okay, I'm done with the business part, because the business aspect is interesting and all. My Facebook stream went fucking haywire with the speculation alone. I mean, our sibling podcasts have already jumped on it. I think Threat Detected already spoke to the head writer of the Star Wars Fantasy Flight game, a couple of other members of the D20 community. I know that, if you don't know who they are, GM Dave, GM Chris have already responded to this stuff. I mean, it is insane. So let's just talk about what the hell this means for the story, for the series, for media.
Well, this is my two cents. My thought is change of leadership, change of a lot of staff over at Lucasfilm and LucasArts over the last couple years going in. This is the
point to hold on. You're turning into a robot.
The existing 6
there.
Films alone.
Stop. Stop. Okay, repeat that again, because you got really twangy. It's that Texas thing.
In my opinion, with a change of leadership and staff over at Lucas over the last year or two, that they're going to leave what we have out there. They're going to leave the 6 films where they are.
Thank God.
And they're going to go to a new place. Whether that is a net new story or something from the EU,
EU.
There are some awesome stories out there that would.
Am I better?
A little bit.
What a lovely bunch of coconuts, diddly do.
Okay, call quality dropped, but we at least can hear you now.
Okay. So, no EU? Why not?
Okay. My issue with the EU is there's some good stories in there. But sorting through the shit to get to the little nuggets of gold is just too much of an endeavor. I think people have a false impression of the Timothy Zahn Thrawn novels. And because of that, I'm already seeing people talk about how wonderful this is going to be and how great, you know, if they were to do the Thrawn series. And if I recall correctly, and I'm going back to junior high and high school here in my mind, the entire premise was the Empire hasn't completely fallen. Thrawn, who's an alien, a Chiss, has taken over the reins of one large subset of the Remnant Empire, and decides that in order to compete against or to conquer the New Republic, tracks down the Katana fleet, which was a fleet that was part of in the Clone Wars, which of course doesn't mesh together with what's happening now, and clones a bunch of additional stormtroopers. Now, the big twist is supposed to be that Luke Skywalker's hand was cloned into an evil Luke Skywalker and was trained by an evil clone, who Joris Kaboth, and then he met Mara Jade, who in the EU he ends up becoming his wife. That's all I remember, and it really isn't that great of a storyline. Correct me.
No. No, I'm not going to correct you. The storylines that are out there, I think the Zahn the stories are, they should be left where they are.
Yeah.
There are some really incredible one-off novels that would make excellent films that are actually generally done by small, quiet authors that kind of niched their way into the Star Wars universe and made it their own with brand new characters.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the last Star Wars novel I read was about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was the bridge following Revenge of the Sith, where I think it was just called Rise of the Sith Lord or something like that. It was a Darth Vader book where it was him slowly becoming Darth Vader and adjusting to his new cybernetic body, and it was interesting, but it was really... I'm sorry, the Star Wars novels are so poorly written. I mean, I'm so sorry. I apologize to anyone who listens and is part of this or is personally one of these Star Wars writers, but, I mean, it's grade school level, and I know that that's what they're pandering to.
Well, that's where you get in 30 years beyond Return of the Jedi, where you get into new and independent storylines that really do break the molds of the simplified movie-based or close-to-movie-based novels that are out there that are really targeted at the tweens and younger.
No, I'm sorry. The level of description, the level of prose is very much lacking. I apologize, but you can read one of those books in 10 days because... God, 10 days, 10 hours. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay for turning off brain.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've just been reading too much weighty stuff lately, and so it's there's a lot of assumption that people know what they're describing. There's no reason to describe what a stormtrooper looks like, or what a TIE fighter looks like, or what a capital class Star Destroyer might look like. You just assume that the people know, and because of that, you lose some of the richness that comes into the describing the details. And then I know that they're also trying to go with the faster Star Wars thing. But anyway, my point being is that I have yet to find a really in-depth story. I think everything that's there that you can find on Wikipedia is great for role-playing games. Outside of that, it just becomes fluff. So I love the idea of them ignoring the EU. That's my point.
Yeah. I think they would be much... I mean, I think there are some good stories in the EU that could be used to make movies, but I think they're going to see more success from originality.
Yes, and I think if we take on kind of the approach that they've done with Well, Disney obviously owns Marvel, and look what they did with the Avengers and all the precursor movies. So I'm confident with Disney, if they take aspects of the expanded universe and weave them into a unique storyline, it may trash the continuity as it stands, but I think it needs a little bit of trashing. I think you're going to see better movies than if you have a specific storyline that's supposed to be a new trilogy that somehow meshes exactly with the EU. There's been so much shit written after that, it's impossible to come up with a new trilogy that would be feasible without destroying the history that's been already written.
Yeah, I mean, Disney brings a whole host of things that Lucas can feed off of. I mean, not that their acquisitions haven't always hit the mark. We can say Wolverine, the original.
No, that's not Marvel. That's Fox. That's the problem.
Okay, well, we can see what they do when The Wolverine comes out, what, next year?
No, that's still 20th Century Fox. That they have no tie to what's going on with Disney.
Okay, so...
So you can't use that as an example, because the Fantastic Four, the X-Men series, Spider-Man, none of them are their movie rights are owned by the Disney studios, and that's why you don't see those continuity... that's why you see continuity issues, let me put it that way, because they are not meshing like they should. We'll talk about it in the next podcast, but that was one of the things that the guy who's now taken over Fox's creation of the continuity of their Marvel properties is he actually wants to see the Avengers mesh with the Fantastic Four, X-Men, and all that kind of stuff. But that's not what this episode is about, so I'm done.
But I guess what my point was is Disney and their studios stumble occasionally, but they've always learned from it.
Yeah.
I mean, they at one time they tried to do the creative control with Pixar, and they made a couple really crappy movies. At which point Pixar threw a fit and said, get the hell out. And Disney said, yeah, we should probably get out. And from there you end up with Toy Story 3, probably the most successful of the three movies.
Hold on. It sounds like you've got Parkinson's.
The brand is going to be crap. No one was supposed to figure that out.
You need to stay near a window or some shit.
Yeah, probably.
Stop wandering the house.
So what I was going to say is we still will have someone who will be the herald, the holder of all that is true for Star Wars. So we're going to have some faith in Kathleen.
Yeah.
I mean, she's now president of Lucasfilm. She's going to report directly to Sherman Horn over at Disney. They're not firing or laying off anybody. All the staff for all four subsidiaries of Lucasfilm are going to remain where they are. Kathleen is going to end up as the brand manager, and she's going to be the executive producer on all future Star Wars films. So George might not be around, but he has chosen someone to make sure that his vision is seen through. And even though he is technically signed on to be the creative consultant, George, you've done wonderful things.
Never write a line of dialogue and never film another goddamn thing again. I'm sorry, cameras can move when people are talking.
If for the love that you love, yes. you have done.
Skype is killing you.
To for your friend.
Wait. Let's wait for it. Skype, are you going to be nice to Clayton?
Hello, my lady. Hello, my love. And bye.
I think there's going to be a lot of technical difficulty music playing in the background.
Well, then we probably should keep it as short as possible. But I love feeling forward this, Aaron. This is probably the best thing that's happened to the Star Wars franchise in the last 20 years.
Yes. Yes. I'll briefly touch on this. I think the concerns that are coming out of,
maybe I should drink more vodka.
Probably. Oh, there we go. I'm hearing you a little better. It's no longer saying internet connection problems. Skype, you suck.
especially when you're trying to do something over the goddamn phone.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, as I was trying to say, some of the things that I'm hearing most of the concerns about is, you know, are we going to see Darth Mickey or anything like that? You know what? Believe it or not, they're already there. But I don't think you're going to see them in any of the Star Wars movies or the Clone Wars or any other bits that come out.
I think they're going to stay exactly where they are, which is down in Disney World and Disneyland, in the gift shops at Universal Studios. I've shaken the hand of Darth Donald.
Okay, sorry about the technical difficulties there. We're just trying to get as clear of a connection as we can with Clayton.
So did you get my blurb about having a Darth Donald
work? Every time you say Darth, it goes... it's like there's some force, maybe a dark side, that's trying to keep us from finding out about that. Okay, as much as I want to continue talking about what this can mean, I'm just going to say a couple things. Remember, people, Disney did great with Marvel. They hit it out of the park. I don't think Disney's going to interfere with Star Wars. I don't think they're going to dumb it down. I don't think that Disney is going to make it less violent or anything like that. You know, we've seen what we did. I mean, Captain America shot a gun and killed people. That's not something that you would expect from, well, comics done in the 80s or 90s, unless it was Punisher. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
I think you're right up the right tree there. They have shown that when they buy an acquisition, they're smart enough to let those guys do what they do best.
Yeah. Also, I'm excited to find out where they're going to go with these three movies. I would very much, because they said, we didn't mention this, Disney said that they're going to start putting out a Star Wars movie every 2 to 3 years. They're talking beyond a new trilogy. So we've got a good chance of seeing a lot outside of the Skywalker legacy, and we need to see more outside of the Skywalker legacy. I'm done with Luke and Anakin. I'm sorry. I don't want to see anything more about them. They did great. I want to see something new.
Qui-Gon Horn, please. Without a doubt, my favorite character in Star Wars canon is Qui-Gon Horn.
I have no idea who the hell that is.
Well, maybe we'll have to do that for another podcast. Oh, favorite Star Wars characters and why.
Painful. So, I mean, there's a couple of other things that this can show off. There's a chance that we might see the Star Wars live action TV series a little sooner with the combined resources. We may see Star Wars cartoons like on Disney XD.
Oh, yeah, that would be super. I mean, little series like they did with the X-Men franchise.
Even Avengers Earth, the Mightiest Heroes.
Yeah, both excellent series.
And I don't know, this will be really cool. I mean, this acquisition isn't just Lucasfilm. It's LucasArts. It's Industrial Skywalker Light Sound. And Magic, Skywalker Sound. I mean, it could be, this could be one of the coolest conglomerates that we ever see.
Now we just have to hope it gets by the legal authorities.
Oh, it will. I mean, what are they going to do? This isn't like a merger between T-Mobile and AT&T. What are they going to do? Hold a cop, you know, it's like, I'm sorry, you have a monopoly on shit that is cool.
Too much cool for you!
No, you must be lamer! Put more Jar Jar in there.
It's probably those people that like Jar Jar.
All right. Well, I don't know. Should we list this as is Geekhead Radio episode 8, or should we say that this is episode 7.5?
Why don't we just call it Special Episode 1?
Special Episode 1. All right. And the first official episode of the D20 Network. Hey, once again, thank you for tuning in. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
And just remember,
thank you for getting ahead with Geekhead.
You got it. Good night, folks.
Good night. And next episode, we're going to be talking about inexpensive, cost-affordable geek gifts. Tune in.
Later.
Night. When I saw